Track 97. Page 97. Exam practice. EGE listening, task 3.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our programme, Far and Wide. With us today is Mark Shaw, who runs a travel website dedicated to Siberia. Mark, nice to have you with us.
Hello.
So, tell us a little about your interest in Siberia.
Most people think of Siberia as a frozen, unfriendly place. We see that image in films a lot, and to be honest, I used to have the same idea. But I travelled there on a student exchange programme and I really fell in love with it. It's not the kind of place you'd imagine it to be, and I'd like the rest of the world to know that.
So what's it like?
Well, everyone thinks that it's winter there all the time. But in many places, a year has four seasons, and so has Siberia. It has fantastic weather in the summer. Not too hot, but warm enough for visitors to have an enjoyable experience. You might need a jacket every now and then, but generally, you don't have to wear loads of warm clothes just to go out for a walk. And the summer sun is always bright and inviting.
And the locals, are they friendly?
Siberians give a very warm welcome to travellers. They're famous for their enthusiastic greetings. They're social people and they love their slow, leisurely walks. They're quite family-orientated and they're not shy with outsiders at all. I think they're quite pleased that people would want to holiday in their native land, given the impression that most people have before they visit the place.
It's a very large region, Siberia. Is there any place in particular that you recommend visiting?
As far as recommendations go, I'd say to those thinking of visiting Siberia, plan to see what you love best. The natural beauty and wildlife in Siberia are unique to that part of the world. And there are some amazing sights to see. There's Lake Baikal, the world's deepest freshwater lake, and then there's the Taiga Forest, which has a huge collection of plants and animals. Of course, there are many other things to see as well.
What type of traveller usually visits Siberia?
Many of my clients are photographers and nature lovers who are interested in the places I've just mentioned. But there's something for everyone in Siberia, even if nature is not your cup of tea. More and more often, I'm getting clients who want to enjoy luxury travel, so I'm adding to my services to provide for that.
Tell us about Siberia's metropolitan areas.
The most populated city is Novosibirsk, which is also Russia's third largest city. It's in southern Siberia, and the city has gone to great lengths to modernize itself over the years. It's got a railway system, and Novosibirsk is a major stop along the Trans-Siberian Railway. The railway station itself is an architectural marvel.
And for people travelling by air?
Novosibirsk is also served by a modern international airport, with passenger traffic at close to 4 million people per year. Although I recommend coming by train, the airport is quite handy for those coming from faraway places.
What about accommodation and food in Novosibirsk?
It's got a wide range of 4- and 5-star boutique hotels and many fine dining places. The hospitality is world-class and the regional dishes are delicious and well-made. Our website has numerous comments from pleased travellers who've fallen in love with all Siberia has to offer.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our programme, Far and Wide. With us today is Mark Shaw, who runs a travel website dedicated to Siberia. Mark, nice to have you with us.
Hello.
So, tell us a little about your interest in Siberia.
Most people think of Siberia as a frozen, unfriendly place. We see that image in films a lot, and to be honest, I used to have the same idea. But I travelled there on a student exchange programme and I really fell in love with it. It's not the kind of place you'd imagine it to be, and I'd like the rest of the world to know that.
So what's it like?
Well, everyone thinks that it's winter there all the time, but in many places a year has 4 seasons, and so has Siberia. It has fantastic weather in the summer. Not too hot, but warm enough for visitors to have an enjoyable experience. You might need a jacket every now and then, but generally, you don't have to wear loads of warm clothes just to go out for a walk. And the summer sun is always bright and inviting.
And the locals, are they friendly?
Siberians give a very warm welcome to travellers. They're famous for their enthusiastic greetings. They're social people and they love their slow, leisurely walks. They're quite family-orientated and they're not shy with outsiders at all. I think they're quite pleased that people would want to holiday in their native land, given the impression that most people have before they visit the place.
It's a very large region, Siberia. Is there any place in particular that you recommend visiting?
As far as recommendations go, I'd say to those thinking of visiting Siberia, plan to see what you love best. The natural beauty and wildlife in Siberia are unique to that part of the world. And there are some amazing sights to see. There's Lake Baikal, the world's deepest freshwater lake, and then there's the Taiga Forest, which has a huge collection of plants and animals. Of course, there are many other things to see as well.
What type of traveller usually visits Siberia?
Many of my clients are photographers and nature lovers who are interested in the places I've just mentioned. But there's something for everyone in Siberia, even if nature is not your cup of tea. More and more often, I'm getting clients who want to enjoy luxury travel, so I'm adding to my services to provide for that.
Tell us about Siberia's metropolitan areas.
The most populated city is Novosibirsk, which is also Russia's 3rd largest city. It's in southern Siberia and the city has gone to great lengths to modernize itself over the years. It's got a railway system, and Novosibirsk is a major stop along the Trans-Siberian Railway. The railway station itself is an architectural marvel.
And for people travelling by air?
Novosibirsk is also served by a modern international airport, with passenger traffic at close to 4 million people per year. Although I recommend coming by train, the airport is quite handy for those coming from faraway places.
What about accommodation and food in Novosibirsk?
It's got a wide range of 4- and 5-star boutique hotels and many fine dining places. The hospitality is world-class and the regional dishes are delicious and well-made. Our website has numerous comments from pleased travellers who've fallen in love with all Siberia has to offer.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.